Around 1917, the Danish mathematician Erlang was one of the first to model traffic theory in telephone systems, and his laws and rules and mathematical models are still used quite a bit. But some people question whether these are appropriate models for wireless and mobile telephony. We are speaking with Fritz Schouten, an expert in queuing theory. Fritz, Erlang's model is not the only model modeling telephony traffic.
It's not the only model. I must first say that the Erlang model is very successful and very widely applicable because it's very robust. It has this certain independence assumption. But when you talk about systems with a few number of users within reach of one limited resource, for example, if you talk about a base station where not too many users are available, then the blocking probabilities are much lower than the blocking probabilities that are predicted by the Erlang model. So here we have a refinement which was made by Mr. Engstedt, but the basic idea which is behind it and the basic way to derive it, in Erlang's time it was still on full-length paper, but now you can, with Markov models, very easily show how to compute the Erlang blocking probability. You can also show that there's a recursive relation to compute that, and the same holds for the Engstedt formula. Again, you can to derive it, to find the formula, you make use of the fact that now the arrival intensity diminishes when there are more channels occupied, and the intensity by which channels come free is the same as in the Erlang model. But one extreme example is the case where you have a system, let's say a decked system with six channels, and if in the reach of that system there are only six users, then you would have a Markov model which has seven states, 0 to six channels occupied, and what you can see that if you are in state number six, that then the arrival probability or the arrival intensity of new calls is zero. So in that case you have a call blocking probability of zero, and of course there's a certain probability of being in state six which is called the time blocking probability. So in Engstedt you make the difference between time blocking and call blocking, whereas in Erlang these quantities are identical.